This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever is on your mind, our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us on our chat server. We've got a Matrix chat server, which means it's decentralized, self-hosted, federated, meaning that no corporate entity, no socialist media, as J.P. Sears is now calling them, the social medias, they can't hold an axe over our head, which means you got more free speech that you can do on our server than you can in pretty much any other place. So head over to chat.lrn.fm. You can read about that. That's chat.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
You want to talk about civil disobedience?
Absolutely.
Well, apparently thefederalist.com is now advocating for it. And, you know, we're living in interesting times when, I mean, a site like The Federalist, which kind of sounds like right-wing...
Well, they're sort of classical liberal there.
Are they? Oh, okay.
I thought they were.
Well, anyway...
I would say libertarian, for sure, but I thought they were classical liberals.
Maybe so. I haven't spent that much time reading The Federalist. Just the name of it sort of sounds federal. But I guess they mean, like, states' rights, maybe, kind of federalist. I don't know.
I believe that's what they mean.
Yeah, it could be. But in this case, they are advocating for civil disobedience. The headline written by John Daniel Davidson is, "It's time for mass civil disobedience against lawless lockdown orders." And indeed, other places in the world have been doing this. We saw footage recently from Vancouver, where there were hundreds of people in the streets there. In London, where there were probably thousands of people walking through the streets with no masks on, just as a protest event. And so Davidson says this, "By now it should be obvious that elected state and local officials issuing COVID-19 lockdown and stay-at-home orders are just making things up as they go along. Too often their edicts aren't based on science or data, but on a grotesque understanding of their own authority and infallibility. In the face of a worsening pandemic, they want to be, or at least so they claim, they want to be seen as doing something, taking bold action to stop the spread of the virus. That is, so long as it doesn't hurt certain favored special interests. That's why Americans living under arbitrary and unconstitutional lockdown orders should simply ignore them, en masse, as an act of civil disobedience."
I agree entirely so far.
"How else are ordinary people to push back against the capricious rules of politicians like Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti? On November 25th, the day before Thanksgiving, Garcetti and county health officials banned outdoor dining at bars and restaurants for 3 weeks. Because of the spread of the virus, they said, it's just too dangerous. So we all have to do our part and make sacrifices." But then they gave...
What sacrifice is he making?
The mayor, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, probably nothing.
"It's time for us all to make sacrifices. Now, you go ahead and cut off your foot. I'm going to sit over here and enjoy my wealth."
Yeah. I don't know much about this Garcetti guy, but the governor of California was caught eating at a fancy restaurant after he had told everybody to stay home. He was having a group dinner at a $300 a plate restaurant. So, and then he apologized for it. Later on.
Is it too early to break out the tar and feathers?
I would say no.
Okay.
I mean, I don't support violence, but if
well,
other people
Well, tar and feathering people isn't strictly violence.
It's really hot.
Though. The tar doesn't have to be hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know that until recently when I watched a movie about the witch hunts in Europe during the 16th to 19th centuries.
Can you pour tar if it's not hot?
Evidently.
Huh.
It was common practice, especially in the American colonies, to
heat
it
first. For it to be hot? Okay, yeah.
But it doesn't actually have to be hot.
Interesting. Okay. Well, now I'm even more in favor of it.
No, it doesn't really hurt them. It's just,
right. It's just fun. Them. Now it's just good fun. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us here. So they gave a carve-out in Los Angeles for certain kinds of outdoor dining, like film and television crew catering sites. In Garcetti's town, the massive...
Oh, well, yeah, they had to get that tourism money.
A massive film crew eating outside is safe. but a small restaurant or bar with outdoor socially distanced seating is too dangerous to remain open. Got it? Then last week, Los Angeles County Superior Court Judge James Chalfant called out the mayor and county health officials on this arbitrary exercise of power, ordering them to produce scientific evidence to justify the outdoor dining ban. Quote, "You have to do a risk-benefit analysis for public health. You don't just talk about the risk of spreading disease. You have to talk about the benefit of keeping restaurants open," the judge said. Exactly right. Chalfant is also requiring the county to provide data on hospital and ICU capacity to justify the claim that the healthcare system would be overwhelmed without the outdoor dining ban. County health officials are scheduled to appear in his courtroom Tuesday to give whatever evidence they were able to cobble together since last week. The lawsuit, brought by an attorney who also owns a downtown Los Angeles restaurant, captures the dynamic of pandemic governance in a microcosm. Health officials, based on nothing but their opinions about what might be safe or not, have put tens of thousands of people in America's second largest city out of work right before the holiday season. This pattern has played out all across the country this year. Elected officials, often Democratic mayors or governors, promulgate rules, curfews, capacity limits, and outright shutdowns that betray either animosity or indifference towards certain groups while protecting other favored groups.
The curfews are the most arbitrary and unscientific of all of these. Mm-hmm. I can't believe any of these cities have allowed curfews to be put in place.
Well, it's all about control. When you say cities have allowed, you mean the people of those cities have allowed
them? I didn't mean that, yes. Because there's no scientific rationale whatsoever behind, oh, well, you can hang out until 10 p.m., but then you have to go home, because after that you might catch COVID.
No, see, the reason, okay, so I'm gonna play the bureaucrats here and say, no, Ari, you don't understand. The reason we put these curfews into place is because after 10 p.m., people are more likely to be drunk, and therefore they're more likely to ignore social distancing. They're more likely to want to talk to other human beings, maybe get close and possibly touch another person, and we can't be having that.
But there are plenty of people who only go to the bar after 10 o'clock, myself among them. If I'm at a bar, it's after 10 o'clock p.m. So you want to make me go out of my way to be there when the bar is at higher capacity and thereby increase my chances of catching a disease that one of them happens to have because you limited the amount of time that people can be there, which crammed more people into that
point.
Space.
Yeah, I can't argue. Even playing devil's advocate, I can't argue against
that. That's what happens when you limit hours and people still want to go there. They just all go there at the same time.
Right. In fact, what we've seen in regards to that is not just when they limit hours, but when they're putting these restrictions into place of you've got to lock down for 3 weeks or whatever. Well, everybody goes shopping the day before or the day or two before. Yeah. They all line up in lines outside of these places which have the things they want to get so they can get the things they want while they're sitting in, you know, their houses for the next 3 weeks. So it rushes everybody into the same thing. And people said that about the stores like Walmart and CVS that, remember early on in the so-called pandemic, they restricted hours, like 24-hour Walmarts were no longer 24, and they were just like 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Well, that just means more people have to shop in the same 12-hour window, which otherwise would have shopped over a 24-hour window. So all of these policies have actually driven more people together.
Because it seems pretty clear that the plan behind all of this has been to spread COVID-19.
Perhaps so. Because certainly the mask mandates are making things worse, as you have pointed out a number of times.
They absolutely have to be. I can't imagine. I have no scientific explanation behind that, but just the logic alone is enough to convince me.
Of people constantly touching and touching other things, touching the mask and then touching everything else.
Yeah, because it's constant.
Yep. That's how we got a recent Supreme Court ruling. They say that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and by the way, he's in the news again for banning the Confederate flag. We can tell you about that coming up here if we get a chance. But his order singling out churches and other houses of worship for special restrictions was unconstitutional, and a ruling that was affirmed a week later when the Supreme Court set a similar case back to a federal district court in California for reconsideration in light of its ruling in the New York case. At issue in both cases were the arbitrariness of the restrictions placed on worship. As
what if your religion is going to the bar?
Indeed.
I don't have such a religion, but, I mean, why does religion get special immunity in these cases? Oh, well, it's a violation of people's religious rights. What about just their rights?
Well, it is in the First Amendment, so there is sort of a special... Religion sort of has a special place in the United States.
I'm just arguing that it shouldn't.
I get you. I mean, it's your right to seek liberty, life, you know, and happiness. You know, liberty and freedom, it should be... inalienable. And people have allowed themselves to be alienated from those things by these government rules. I mean, because ultimately, they say you get the government you deserve. And, I mean, you and I don't deserve it because we get it. But
and I don't consent to it.
Yeah. The majority of the American populace appears to want to be told what to do. So they're getting all kinds of rules to follow. And as long as they follow them, they're going to get more of them. 855-450-FREE. The Federalist is saying it's time for civil disobedience.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Maxwell, he was scratchy and losing some hair. My vet, she said, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial in here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
We're talking about civil disobedience being advocated by TheFederalist.com, where they're saying that they're looking for mass civil disobedience, not just a few people, not a Derek Jay's victimless crime spree where it's one guy or a handful of people going out and being civilly disobedient, but a bunch of people. Problem, however, is I don't know if we have massive numbers of people who disagree with these lockdowns.
I think most people do tend to agree with them, but that's only until they start actually starving.
Well, and we're nowhere near that happening here. I mean, look, if you look down to Venezuela, for instance, where they actually are losing weight on a year-to-year basis, when you look at the average Venezuelan and what their weight is in the year 2016 versus 2017 versus 2018, you see...
So what you're saying is, if you like skinny girls, hook up with a Venezuelan?
Yes, they might be a little malnourished, but they probably are not fat, as many as might have used to have been. And that's because they're missing a meal, basically, every single day. And whatever meals they do have are pretty limited on, you know, the types of food that they can eat. Now, Venezuela is just in dismal economic shape. I mean, the water...
It's bad.
I mean, it is bad, bad, bad. The
regular
water is,
blackouts.
Yeah, rolling blackouts. Water systems are not treating water, so you've got to boil any kind of water that you can actually find. They've got people going down to, like, streams with sewage in them to try to get water. I mean, it's really, really bad. And they haven't overthrown that government.
Well, because Maduro will shoot them all in the head so they don't have guns.
Okay, so they don't legally have guns. That's true. But they're still guns.
Okay.
And unfortunately, some of the people who have the guns are biker gangs and other criminals that Maduro has armed specifically because he thinks, and he's right, by buying guns for the bad guys, that the bad guys will be on his side. So far...
That's the way the state has always worked.
Yeah, except this is in addition to the bad guys and the police. So he's got his police and his military, and he's got what they call the colectivos, which are criminal gangs that are not the government.
Why are they called colectivos?
You'll have to look that up. That's just the name that they use for them.
Okay.
Collectives, I guess.
But okay, I assumed it was like collectors or something.
No, they're criminal gangs that are not governmental gangs, but still being sort of funded by the government. Anyway, the point being, we got a long way to go here in the United States before people start to starve. So that's not going to be the case anytime soon unless things get real bad real fast, which could happen. But Venezuela has been on a tremendous economic downturn over the last decade. And
how many zeros have they knocked off their currency at this point? But see, Americans are...
Eight, at least.
Americans are fat and wealthy and
yes.
Spoiled.
Yes, they are.
What will they do when they can't be that way anymore? What will Americans do when you tell them, no, you can't afford that Big Mac any longer?
That's a great question. I don't know.
Will they wither away and die like the Venezuelans are doing? Or like, no, damn it, we're fighting for our Big Macs?
I don't know. I have no predictions to make here. I mean, I was hoping that we would see more resistance than we currently are out of at least in New Hampshire, and I'm pretty honestly disappointed in the Live Free or Die state and how few people have done things like come out to the governor's house and protest and doing civil disobedience in public or whatever. And you're right. I mean, people just aren't uncomfortable enough in the United States. And, I mean, I don't want to see it get a lot worse here, but it may have to get a lot worse before it starts to get better. And I think the best thing we can do to avoid that is to encourage liberty-minded people to make the move here to New Hampshire and join the New Hampshire Freedom Migration, because there's no better place to be than around other like-minded people. Maybe we can accomplish some things together. I think we can. The Free State Project, for instance, has been incredibly successful in getting people to move here. Now, you and I are both not members of the Free State Project, so there are people moving here without the Free State Project as well. But, you know, kudos to them. There were, according to their recent email update, 30 Free Staters won election to the State House this year, which is
impressive.
That is a record number of people. Most places don't have a single Libertarian state rep. we've got 30 of them. Now, they're not in as Libertarian Party members.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Right. It's still pretty impressive. So let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about mass civil disobedience against these various different lockdowns and restrictions. But we first have Drake on the line in Montana listening to KXTL in, I think, are you in the Butte area, Drake?
Yeah, that's correct. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. No, I just was scrolling through the radio, heard you guys. There's a couple of points that I thought were important to make. The Declaration of Independence, you talked about.
Hello?
Breaking up.
Hey. Oh, sorry.
No, we got you now. You were saying the Declaration of Independence. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. The three things are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's what it was. Thanks.
Not happiness in itself. Yeah. And that's an important distinction, I think. And the other point that your comrade was, excuse the language, I'm not a communist. I love liberty. Made about religion, it's important to recognize. I think there's a professor from Columbia named McWhorter that talked about anti-racism being an actual religion. And so I think it's important for us to not constrict the definition of religion to the traditional, you know, ideas of Christianity or Judaism or Islam. Mm-hmm. But the tenets of any religion can be, what you worship is a religion. And there are certain, I think he talked about Galileo's definition of religion. And I think we need to think of it that way, because then anti-religionists are a little bit sometimes put in check.
Anti-religionists. I mean, do you mean like an atheist? Or are there people who are...
Not necessarily. Well, yeah. I'm possibly atheist. But atheist, I think it's important to understand that atheism itself can be defined as a religion.
Oh, God, dude. No, it can't. Do you know what a religion is? Give me a definition of religion that includes the lack of a belief in a religion. Because that's what atheism is. Theism is the belief in a higher power. Atheism is the lack of a belief in a higher power.
That's not true at all.
That is literally what the terms mean, dude.
Look up Galileo's definition of religion.
I don't live in 1540 Italy. I live in the 21st century where theism means one thing, and A, the Latin prefix, means lack of or without. That's not saying anarchist or statist.
You're equating religion with theism. It's not the same.
No, I'm rejecting a belief in a higher power. That makes me an atheist, someone who lacks theism.
That's theism.
No, that
religion is not theism.
I think he's right about this, Aria. What he's trying to point out to you is that atheism is meaning the prefix there, without, right?
Mm-hmm.
And theist is belief in a god,
right?
So atheism is without belief in a god or a higher power. But that's different than somebody who might be spiritual, for instance. They
the point I'm addressing is his claim that atheism is a religion.
Well, now, atheism, now that's an interesting thing. If you want, Drake, hang on. We can continue the discussion here, because atheism by itself is not a religion. But many of the atheists are very religious without realizing it. And I think you even pointed this out in your interviews while you were being interviewed for running for office, that atheists believe in the state in a very religious way. More coming up.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by D.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We are close to an agreement. It's not a done deal yet, but we are very close.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, striking an optimistic tone regarding a new coronavirus deal. The Democrat also saying,
we will work in the future to provide additional relief as the country requires. But we need to provide a platform to build on We need to address this emergency right now.
President-elect Joe Biden is encouraged by bipartisan negotiations on a new coronavirus relief package.
The stimulus package is encouraging. It looks like they're very, very close, and it looks like there's going to be direct cash payments. But it's a down payment, an important down payment on what's going to have to be done beginning at the end of January into February. But it's very important to get done.
This is USA Radio News. Senator Bernie Sanders says he wants President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet to look like America, but also wants it to stand up to special interests. The Maine Independent discussing what he believes the most important thing is for Biden to consider in choosing his cabinet.
So I want diversity in the cabinet. I want it to look like America, but I also want it to be a cabinet that has the guts to take on powerful special interests and fight for working families.
Sanders also saying the top 1% are getting exorbitantly rich during the coronavirus pandemic. Texas AG Ken Paxton says his office filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google Wednesday over the search giant's power in the advertising technology market. In a video posted on Twitter, Paxton saying the suit, which has support from other states, alleges Google engaged in anti-competitive conduct, exclusionary practices, and deceptive misrepresentation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You don't have to agree with us. In fact, that makes things more interesting when that is the case. Unfortunately, our last caller dropped off the line. Maybe it was a technical difficulty. You know, he did sound like he had a bad cell phone signal at one point, so he might call back. We'll see. If you ever do end up accidentally disconnected like that from some technical reason, you're always welcome to try back. Generally, though, we do have a one call per night rule, just so you know. We don't have a whole lot of rules on Free Talk Live, but that is one of them.
It doesn't include technological mishaps.
Correct.
Though.
That's the exception. Correct. So, something else that is exceptional, that is ForkFest. It's coming up 2021. We're about 6 months away from the next ForkFest, which means you better start planning for this thing, because it'll be here before you know it. And by planning, I mean not just marking down the dates and calling Rogers Campground, but you should do that. June 28th through July 4th, 2021, Rogers Campground. You can go to their website, which is rogerscampground.com, or just give them a call and reserve your campsite or RV site or motel room, because they got all three of those options. So you will be comfortable there at Rogers Campground. And if you really don't want any of those things, there's like a fancy hotel not far down the road. So you can do whatever you want as far as coming to the event. And it is a decentralized libertarian camping festival. And decentralized means that there's no board of directors who's in charge of this festival. There's no tickets. There's no organizer. There's each individual that attends kind of does their own thing. So if you want to bring something to the table, so to speak, you've got some sort of talent that you want to express. Aria, you played in a band this last year at this past summer's Forkfest, which was the first time there's ever been live music at Forkfest. It was awesome. So there was also like another person who brought a poker table, and there was another guy with a party tent, and the poker table ended up in the party tent, and it was there every night with people, and there were two party tents, actually, and actually three, depending on how you count them, but it was a good time. So
check, I imagine there were more than three.
Yeah. Check out forkfest.party to learn more about the event. And again, mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th. Now, our last caller, Aria, you and he were kind of bickering over the definitions of atheism and whether or not an atheist was religious or not. And he was saying that the atheist was religious.
Yeah, it's a common argument from theists. It's an attempt to say, oh, well, no, you're just as bad as we are because you believe there is not a higher power. So you have a belief, too. It's part of that same whole twisting of the argument to try to get people to say things that they didn't say or to make them look as ridiculous as the theists themselves look often when they make these arguments.
Yeah, to not have a belief isn't really a belief. Yeah. So I get where you're coming from on what you were saying back to him. So he was coming at it from the wrong perspective. The atheist does have, in a lot of cases, a religion. Unless the atheist is also an anarchist or a voluntarist or a libertarian or something like that, which those do exist. But there's a lot of atheists out there that are completely blind to their religious belief in the state.
Yes, their higher power is the state.
Correct.
So they do, in fact, believe in a higher power. They just don't realize it.
Yes. Now, that particular higher power is also a completely imaginary one.
It is.
It is based on humans who have a similar delusion about that higher power, which really doesn't make it that different, honestly.
It's sounding identical so far.
Right, from other forms of religion. And when you really start to look at it, it is very much like other forms of religion. In fact, the more you dig in to the state
with its religious garbs, its religious drapings, its idols, its imagery, its ceremony, prayers, chants, hymns.
Right. Look at the courthouses. It's the most obvious example where they have almost all of those things. They've got sort of a chant when it's not really a chant, but sort of similar in that it's people speaking in unison, right? When the judge walks into the room, the man, one of his acolytes,
the judge in his robe,
the man in his robe, right, walks in, and before the man walks in, an acolyte says, "All rise!" And then everybody stands up, and then the man in the robe comes in, and he says, "Please be seated." And everyone sits down in pews, nonetheless. I mean, they literally are sitting in pews. The only thing they don't have is those little areas where, like, the little back holders on the backs of the pews where the Bibles sit in them. They don't have those, but otherwise they're pews.
No, but they do have their hymns and their pledges of allegiance and "My Country, 'Tis of These" and all of that. They have their
hymns.
Those
are totally hymns. Yep.
So, I mean, it's fully a religion. So you know, those atheists, I can't consider them atheists.
Well, I see what you're saying there, and that's an interesting
because they
viewpoint.
Believe in a higher power. And it's no more real, no more tangible than...
But the atheist wouldn't admit that it's a god.
That's because they're delusional.
That's true.
they can't face the reality of what the state really is.
That's correct.
Because they're so brainwashed by it. Just like they couldn't face the reality of what Christianity is ultimately offering people when they were little Christian children because they were so wrapped up in the brainwash.
And in order to face that reality, they would have to face down the cognitive dissonance that would push back against them from realizing that, oh my God, I have been, or I guess they shouldn't say that, right? Because they're atheists. They would say,
oh
my goodness, I've been, you know, fooled by this state religion. I was against, you know, as an atheist, I'm not. I used to be at one time. But as an atheist, you know, I was all against the daddy god in the sky.
Right.
But those atheists, they can see that god clearly, and they can reject that god clearly for all of its hypocrisy and, you know, whatever other reasons. But
they don't see the very same hypocrisy coming from the state. The "thou shalt not kill," but I'm going to kill these 58,000 Syrians over here.
Right.
And the state does exactly the same thing.
It sure
Murder
does.
Is illegal, but we're going to send out a police force that literally murders people.
And the state is killing way more than the religions do today. The other religions. Yeah. And
comparing them against each other, the state is probably the single most destructive religion in human history.
Yeah.
I know some of them have gotten pretty bad at some points, but the state, it did World War II.
Yeah.
I mean,
and since,
it's going to be hard to beat that.
Right. I mean, definitely those some religions in the past had a lot of blood on their hands, but the state has the one with the staying power, right? Like, it continues in different forms. It continues. The state, this delusion, this mass delusion, it results in so much destruction.
Well, all religions are doing that if you watch them closely enough. Christianity used to be fire and brimstone. Mm-hmm. It used to be much more like the Southern Baptist tradition. You had Martin Luther openly saying things like, reason is a toxic, obnoxious thing. You should reject reason.
Wow.
He went into extensive detail. And now people are like, no. Christians are like, no, we need to embrace the scientific method. We need to embrace science. So the other religions, they're evolving just as fast to make themselves not become obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bible is...
Some are becoming obsolete, though.
The Bible is pretty explicitly anti-LGBT, but you have churches now actually trying to make the argument that, oh, no, it doesn't really say you can't be gay, except it does, right. Explicitly. So
well, it probably depends on the translation.
Which is just an evolution, right?
Right.
That's not what the translation meant 300 years ago, but today that's how we're translating it.
So our toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion here, it's 855-450-FREE. But another aspect of the state religion that has come really obvious this year is the religion in sort of combining the state religion with a religion and religious belief in medicine. Or in
without a doubt.
Certain types of medicine or in certain practitioners of medicine, specifically the state anointed or the state approved practitioners in that.
Because there are doctors out there who are reputing the common narrative regarding COVID-19.
And absolutely.
They're just written off as quacks. You know, oh, that person, they may be a doctor just like Dr. Fauci, but they don't really know what they're talking about.
Right.
Because they're saying something I don't agree with.
If they were a good doctor, they'd work for the government. Huh? So what we've seen this year is a new sort of religion in the state, and that is this blind obedience and belief in whatever the state says has gotten so bad. We've talked about it constantly over the last
Touch your mask, but pull your mask down between bites. Come on, people. They're seeing how stupid you really are. Except
right.
That's not right. They're seeing how blindly you will really follow.
And here, the religious rites or the religious... forget the word I was looking for, but they put the masks on constantly, right? Like, so it's like this sort of ritual. It's a ritual that they're constantly going through. Like when people walk into a place, they put their mask on. It's like, oh, the mask will protect me, or at the very least, it'll protect them from being harassed. 855-450-FREE, and it looks very ritualistic. And I saw something else I wanted to share on this point. Coming up, it's Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got a few moments remaining here. Enough time for you if you want to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the religion of the state and how it really does track along with classic religions. And in fact, they even use some of the exact same trappings, such as robes, pews, hymns, chants. Of course, the Pledge of Allegiance is a good example of a chant. People speaking in unison, lots of indoctrination. Of course, you got to have. If you're going to have a religion, you got to have indoctrination. You got to send the kids to Sunday school and Bible vacation.
Or just
Bible
to school. If you're the state.
Well, that's the thing, right? And the state gets them for 13 years at least, and that doesn't include college. So we shouldn't be surprised when people come out obedient serfs who will do almost anything that they're told. Actually, to come back to the story we were discussing, because we were actually in the middle of a piece by, let's see, what was it? The Federalist on mass civil disobedience. I want to continue that, but I did want to say one other thing about this sort of state religion situation, and specifically how it has to do with the obedience surrounding the various different COVID rules and such. I was looking at a photograph of one of the very first doses of the vaccine that was given out, right? Like, cause this is the big news this week in COVID news is, there's a vaccine! Look at all these brave workers who are getting their vaccine. And there's a photograph, total photo op thing, where they've got, like, one of those backgrounds that you're sitting in front of, what they call a step and repeat aria, for listeners that right. aren't watching us on the cam at freetalklive.com. There's what they call a step and repeat in the business, where it's, if you're a publicity business, you want to have one of these things. It's got your logo on the back, and it's, you know, it's sort of organized in a diagonal manner where one logo is sort of repeated over the background, and it's, anyway, it's called a step and repeat. So this has one of those, the Kaiser Permanente, which is some sort of healthcare company or hospital or something. And so there's a woman sitting in front of the step and repeat. She's a nurse, obviously, from the way she's dressed. And there's another nurse standing beside her. Everybody's got masks on, and the nurse has a face shield on top of her mask. So she's both face shielded and masked. And the incident is the initial giving out of this vaccine in California. And who's standing 6 feet, actually it looks like a little less than 6 feet away? Gavin Newsom. And that is the governor of California. And when I first saw this photo, I didn't realize what I was looking at. I just saw the photo on the internet, wherever it was I was, and I didn't realize who was standing in the photo, and I thought, oh, that looks like a priest.
Really?
Yeah, because he's sort of dressed in all black with, like, the white collar, you know, just sort of at a glance, I thought, oh.
He doesn't look like one of your televangelist preachers with his little suit, not like a Catholic priest sort of priest, which is what I expected, but he does look like a Joel Osteen type.
Yeah, I just whatever it was about this photograph, again, I hadn't seen the caption. I didn't know what I was looking at. I mean, it was obvious that somebody was getting a shot, right? Like, so I figured it was a vaccine photo, but I didn't know it was Gavin Newsom. I couldn't tell at a glance. It's just a guy with a mask on. I'm like, oh, they brought a priest in for this.
That and should be weird.
But that's what it is.
They did bring a priest
in. He is the high priest of the state of California, and the high priest of the state of California has anointed this, you know, this particular location where the vaccine is being administered for the first time. My, the high priest has come to visit today. He's come to applaud our efforts. And it was just, I don't know, I just felt like I'd share that because that's actually what this is.
That's a good point.
The government is a religion. So going back to the story here from thefederalist.com about why people should do mass civil disobedience, the author here points out that Justice Neil Gorsuch noted in the New York case, quote, it's time, past time, to make plain that while the pandemic poses many grave challenges, there's no world in which the Constitution tolerates color-coded executive edicts that reopen liquor stores and bike shops but shutter churches, synagogues, and mosques, unquote. So even though you have Supreme Court justices making statements like that, which usually you get terrible statism from the Supreme Court, but in this case, that's a decent statement. It hasn't done anything.
It didn't increase the level of harm, at least.
Well, it says there's no world in which the Constitution tolerates all these executive orders, is what he said.
Well,
he's saying these executive orders are unconstitutional.
In the context of this is about strictly about the churches and how the governor of New York has shut down churches while allowing liquor stores to remain open. The issue was that he shut down churches and left liquor stores open, not that he shut down churches and liquor stores.
That apparently was the issue.
Yeah.
He was talking about the arbitrariness of it and how unconstitutional it was. Anyway, the fact that he said that didn't mean anything because it hasn't stopped anything from happening. So it shouldn't take an appeal to the First Amendment's protection of the free exercise of religion to stay the hand of would-be municipal and county tyrants across the country. While perhaps laughably cartoonish in its bald-faced cronyism and sheer cruelty, the outdoor dining ban in Los Angeles, and by the way, a lot of other places, is nothing to take lightly. It's taking its terrible toll on real people, most of them people who can't go weeks or months without working, like most people.
Yeah, didn't we talk about this back in July or something? The average American lives paycheck to paycheck?
Yes.
How do they expect people to survive?
And carries debt. Not just lives paycheck to paycheck, but also carries debt. Last week, a viral video of distraught L.A. restaurant owner brought home not just the arbitrariness and unfairness of the outdoor dining ban, but the cost of livelihoods and jobs destroyed. The woman was Angela Marsden, the owner of the Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, a Los Angeles neighborhood. Marsden issued a tearful plea for help and a call to protest after her restaurant's outdoor dining area, which she had spent tens of thousands of dollars carefully adapting to comply with county pandemic rules, was shut down, along with every other outdoor dining area in the city. Did you see this video?
I did not, but that's horrifying.
Her video went viral because not 50 feet away from her restaurant was a much larger outdoor dining area that was allowed to stay open because it was for a comedy television show on NBC. The entertainment industry, you see, has been deemed essential by California Governor Gavin Newsom, which means that actors and film crews are exempt from the stay-at-home order issued last month, which applies to nearly the entire state. So this woman was told she can't have outdoor dining at her restaurant, walks outside of her restaurant, and shows on this video this huge tent that was set up literally in her parking lot, because that happens to be nearby where they were shooting for this movie or this TV show, and is like, hey, this isn't fair. Now, it's not like she cares about liberty or anything like that. She just cares about her own personal freedom.
Which is fine.
Which is fine. But the problem is, this lady obeyed. This lady obeyed all of the diktats that had gone up, and that's why she was so frustrated. She's crying in the video, and it's pathetic to watch it, because you feel bad that she got hurt, but at the same time, she kind of did this to herself by being such an obedient serf in the first place. So she's just one obedient serf who's crying because the other serfs got better treatment than her, is ultimately what it is. It's really a sad video. Marsden later said in a Fox News interview that people in her city are suffering from the pandemic restrictions and that small business owners and employees are, quote, going to die, unquote, from poverty, depression, and suicide. And that much is true. It's hard to watch Marsden point out the hypocrisy and unfairness of the outdoor dining ban without feeling a kind of rage. A terrible injustice is being perpetrated against ordinary working people by elected officials who believe they can shutter entire industries and destroy people's livelihoods with the stroke of a pen. And by all evidence, they can, because people won't do anything about it. These often are the same leaders who don't follow their own pandemic rules and guidelines, who believe that lockdowns and curfews and restrictions are for poor people and the working class, not elites like them. Remember the Austin mayor got caught telling people to stay home while he was vacationing in Cabo, Mexico?
I remember Dr. Fauci telling people to wear masks when he was photographed at a stadium not wearing a mask.
Yep. These are the same so-called leaders who tacitly and openly approve of massive Black Lives Matter protests over the summer and fall, and in some cases participating themselves in violation of the CDC guidelines about gathering sizes. Such protests were okay in their view because they agreed with the politics at issue, but we all know what would happen if crowds gathered to protest, say, draconian lockdown orders. In fact, we saw what would happen this weekend when the people were threatened at the governor's house here in New Hampshire.
People were threatened?
Yep, with arrest for disorderly conduct, for doing chants and speaking over a loudspeaker. Fortunately for us, he writes, because we are Americans and we live in a free country, a place, I can't even write that, a place governed by laws and not by men, we have a constructive way to express our rage and outrage.
See, that's sadism, written by law. Yeah. We're ruled by laws, not by man. Man wrote the laws, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the religion.
He says we can simply stop obeying these lawless edicts. We can safely open our businesses and places of worship, and in doing so, dare the tiny despot in the local health department or the mayor's office to stop us. If enough of us take a stand, as a free people should do, the Garcettis, Newsoms, and Cuomos of the world will back down. And if they don't, they can face mass protests, public outrage, and eventually the rebuke of the Supreme Court. If there were ever a time for mass civil disobedience, it is now. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Sounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.